Hello. It's night time here in the shed. I thought I'd leave it till night time to do today's audio-mo. Because I'd like to review a flashlight. Yeah, I know, in audio. Not just any flashlight. And if you read documentally.net, you will already know about this flashlight because I did a little text review on it. But it is my favourite EDC bit of kit, everyday carry, the favourite, is it? Favourite-ish, because the penknife that I carry is brilliant as well, which I've talked about loads of times. It's this tiny little Sesame knife that just has loads of uses. If you are looking for an everyday carry flashlight stroke torch, this is what you need. It's called the Rovivon A5. Why is it so good? Well, let's start with why is it so unobtainable for some people, maybe. Hard to get hold of, sells out very quickly, not cheap. It really isn't cheap. It's the size of your, well, it's shorter than your little finger, maybe the same width, depending on how big or little your little finger is. But that kind of gives you an idea about it. And it's 40 quid in the UK, about $40 in the US. Which is totally normal for us to be charged dollar for pound, what with import duty, etc., etc. So that's a lot of money for a flashlight when you can buy copies of this for maybe a tenner. But be warned, the copies do not do what this flashlight does. I paid 40 quid for mine out of my own pocket. I've got no connection to the company, never spoken to them, etc., etc. I know there'd be people doing reviews that have been given them, but I paid hard cash for this because when I looked at the specs, I thought, nah, it can't be. So I bought it on Amazon, knowing that I could send it back if there was a problem. What does it do? It obviously provides light, but not just any light. With its little 300 milliamp hour battery, it gives you 650 lumens on the highest setting, which is phenomenal for this little thing. It's also USB-C rechargeable with a little waterproof lug on the side protecting the USB-C charging port. So already we're onto a win. No batteries, apart from when that one probably dies after a few years, then you could probably replace it with a new one, but you might have to do a bit of soldering. I've not actually taken it apart. No need to as yet. So the main light on it, which is in the front of this little heavy duty plastic torch with a metal clip on the side, which is optional, that clips on and off if you want. So the main light, as I said, 650 lumens, but there are four settings, and one of the settings is called moon. Maybe that means moonlight. Really low, 0.5 of a lumen, and I leave it on that personally, because when I turn it on, whatever you have the little flashlight on for 3 minutes, it will remember that as your first setting next time round. So that's a way of kind of programming it to remember your favourite setting. And for me, it's like walking around the house, not wanting to bother anybody else as I get into bed and all the rest of it if I'm the last one in. And that's just brilliant for that. It's just very, very low, but lighting everything up enough to see. The 650 lumen, bit hardcore, burn your finger if you put your finger on the end of the light, more of a kind of a quick search light to look around the place, and the battery probably wouldn't last that long if you were keeping it on that. And there's two extra settings between, but that's not all. It also has a side light. Now, a side light, like you would have a reading light or like a multi-LED little side light you get on some cheaper torches or flashlights. So for me, I can't remember what it is. Do you click it three times? Or four times? I think you click it three times and then the side light comes on. And that is also adjustable. And it's really good. You can hang it around your neck. You can see everything around you if you're working. You can use the metal clip. There's two that come with the flashlight. One goes on the end. It's like an end cap. So you can have the light sticking straight out from underneath a car bonnet or something like that. But the clip that's meant for your hat to turn it into like a head torch is also magnetic, which I don't think I mentioned in my newsletter article because I didn't realise it was at that time, which I think is brilliant. So there's loads of options for placing the light so that you can see what it is you're doing wherever you are. Now, if you click it 4 times, then it, in some versions, will give you a red light, which is the one I thought I'd ordered, and in other versions, it will give you a UV light, which is the one I've got by accident, but I'm kind of quite happy with it because I'm just so impressed with the build quality of the whole thing. And red light is great for keeping your night vision. The UV light means that you can check out the quality of the hotel room you're in because it will show up all the bodily fluids in there if you were that way inclined. But I have been doing a little bit of gluing and fixing and other such stuff recently, and a UV light enables certain glues to fix quicker, as far as I know. There are other uses for UV lights, like checking currency to see it's counterfeit and having fun at parties maybe, but I'm going to hang on to this one, I think, and maybe just use the moonlight setting if I'm a little bit worried about burning my eyes out and not being able to adjust to a night vision very well. So, the magnet clips, the UV light, the side light, what haven't I mentioned? Oh, it's got a lock function as well. So if you press it 5 times, it locks it so it can't be accidentally turned on. But it has a really good button on it, and I can't really see it accidentally turning on. And that's one of the things that differentiates it from the cheap ones that are out there. The cheaper versions of this have totally different electronics inside, don't have a very sturdy, like, waterproof lug on the charge plug, have a different type of plastic, don't have the magnet clips, and don't have a lock function, and the, I've seen on some videos that the buttons fall off. So you get what you pay for, you really do, and it does feel like a seriously well-made flashlight. Did I mention that it's also fully waterproof, submersible, and it glows in the dark? That's pretty good, isn't it? If you did want to have a look at the copies because you're too tight to spend £40 on a flashlight, and I can understand that is a lot of money, but I tend to buy one and buy best, then you can go for the one called the S11 and check it out. It hasn't got as much power, it doesn't have a proper heat sink inside, it feels plastically, they've got like plasticky lenses and these rubber switches which don't last that long, and it doesn't have the 2-year guarantee that the Rovivon has. And I've seen a few posts online with people who've like crushed it, dropped it, or did something which they probably shouldn't have been doing anyway, and Rovi have just sent them out a new one. So I think they could maybe have a good thing on their hands there, confidently building a great bit of kit. And it's just one of those things I've always bought in the past. And I look after my flashlights, but the technology moves so quick. I remember my little mini mag light that I carried everywhere on a string around my neck, and then I got this more updated like LED version, which was great but really heavy duty and needed a AAA battery and wasn't anywhere near 100 lumen, let alone 650 that we've got nowadays. So yeah, this is definitely the one little EDC flashlight to rule them all. I had never thought it'd be possible for me to talk for nearly 10 minutes about a little torch. But I'm going to go back to the house now and take great pleasure in taking it out of my pocket and using it to navigate the short commute back home and then shortly to bed. Thank you very much for listening. This was my Audiomo post for the 9th of June, so it would be Audiomo Day 9 in the bag. Catch you later. Documentally.